Right now it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio with Thorin Christendotter. Thorin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How about you?
Good. I want to start off seeing as you're housed in Millerton, and of course we're right across the line from Millerton, about the terrible tragedy house fire that happened over the weekend to the Yang family. Of course, they own the Chinese restaurant in town. And the reason I want to talk about it is the reason I think that you started your magazine, we started this radio station. We have an incredible community of people that are giving and caring. It doesn't matter what income, what ethnicity. In a little under 3 days on GoFundMe, a GoFundMe account which was set up by Monica Baker, now over $80,000 has been raised for the Yang family.
That just gave me goosebumps. Last I checked, it was just over 60,000. So that's great news to hear. Yes, Saturday morning around 7 o'clock, the first call came in that Amy Yang, for those in our community who know her, she's a mother, a widow, owns the Golden Walk, and is, you know, a part of our community. Her house was on fire. For those who saw the CBS 2 New York broadcast last night, they interviewed Frank Duncan of Northwest Lawn Landscaping. He was first on the scene, actually, and helped get Amy herself out of the second story window. But it's not just Amy's family that has been displaced. The house next door has also been condemned. So the two families, I think it was two or three families who lived right next door, are also homeless. So it's just a great tragedy in Millerton for these families who were affected.
And also, some of the employees also have been affected. And we all know how hard it is to find housing in this area, and you know, when you have a local business person, so that I'm just so you know, it's happened time and time again. There was that horrible barn fire where over $100,000 was raised. I know us, when we suddenly lost our AM transmitter and we had to come up with $35,000 that wasn't there, our community raised it for us in 5 days. We have just an incredibly giving community, despite whatever political differences or anything like they have. They just come together and help people in need.
I think that's the fabric of our community, and we're so fortunate to do it. I know in Millerton, for example, you know, being part of the business alliance and business community there, you know, we are from all walks of life and all political and whatever leaning you want to say, but we all work together. We're all friends and we all help support each other. And it's no different right now for Amy and her family and the family next door. We're all trying to do what we can. And the GoFundMe page has been incredible. I know the Northeast Community Center right now is working on a plan. I believe they were part of helping house the family in the house next door to Amy. But as you said, housing is very difficult right now. So if anyone is able to help these families out, please contact Nathan at the Northeast Community Center. And, you know, we're just, everyone's trying to do what they can to help, you know, either house them or bring food or whatever, you know, financially, you know, through the GoFundMe page. Any help is appreciated.
And for everybody that that knows, we talked about the Northeast Fire District preparing to raise their more funds. We have volunteer fire departments here, folks, and I think just about every department within a 15-mile radius came to the fire, and other fire departments covered for those fire departments which were at the fire. These are all volunteers, and they're so important to our community, and that's why we tie in affordable housing. We need places for young people to live so we can have these services. Can you imagine if we didn't have the volunteer fire departments with all the equipment they have? I mean, they just do an amazing job. And tomorrow, the Millerton Fire Department at 7 o'clock is going to have a gathering where if people want to talk about it, let their emotions out. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the firehouse on Century Boulevard.
Yeah. The chief, he put that together and welcomed the whole community. And you're right, our photographer Libby, who lives in town as well, she was there to photograph the fire. But when she sent me the photos, what touched me the most was seeing the different, you know, on the back of the guys and gals' jackets was where they were from. And I happened to drive through Ankrum, you know, around 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, and all the, you know, guys' trucks were there because they were out of the fire. But you know, from all the way from Sharon and Lakeville to Aminia, Hillsdale, Ankrum, Copaig, including Northeast and Millerton, obviously. And I'm sorry if I leave any of the other fire districts out that, you know, showed up. But I know as soon as the call came in, it was literally a few minutes after 7 o'clock. You know, Frank Duncan was first there, but after that, the fire chief himself was there, and they were with their equipment, and soon after, everyone else showed up, including the volunteer EMS. And I know a lot of these, you know, as you said, they're volunteer, but a lot of these facilities are lacking staff, and they need volunteers. And so if anyone wants to volunteer, they could surely use your help. And this just shows how important it is to have resources in our communities like this. And again, it shows community. These folks on a Saturday, and they were still there yet Sunday.
Yeah.
I was going through town, you know, 10 in the morning, 12 o'clock, and the road was still closed. All the fire trucks were there. An investigation obviously going on to try to figure out the cause of the fire, but they were still there working.
An amazing story and a sad story. We'll move on to a story to help contrast this, and that is the Blue Olive, a family-owned olive oil and vinegar tasting room. The story is titled In Good Times.
Yeah, quite the opposite of what we were just talking about. But the story here is Regina talked to, let me just find their names here. Well, they're located in John and Beth Canterbury, and I hope I pronounced that last name correctly. They have two stores, actually, in Pawling and in Cold Spring. And for those who, you know, like to go wine tasting or, you know, beer tasting, here you can go and try vinegar and olive oil. And it's, you know, for those who know anything about those two things, it's certainly an art form of its own and different flavors and textures. And so you can go there and taste as well as, you know, take what you like, get a bottle or a gift bag. And it's quite interesting in hearing the kind of very story of how they came to be having these two stores with olive oil and vinegar.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Arthur Schwartz does a show with us every week, and he occasionally does shows on olive oil. And he's so right. He says when you go buy olive oil, there's a lot of olive oil that's not good olive oil, and it's put out there as good olive oil. And he said, and more we find local producers that are putting out high quality olive oil. Now, olive oil is different if it's grown in Greece, if it's grown in Stamford, New York, if it's grown in Connecticut, because the soils are different. And I think you've got, I know Four Brothers has their olive oil that they sell. And now this, I mean, if you use olive oil, and I use a lot of olive oil, has just about completely replaced any oil used in my house. It's best if you can get it, I think, local. And I think having tasting rooms like this is kind of like having Harney's tasting rooms for tea.
I mean, you
get a chance to sample something local and use it and help local merchants.
For sure. And especially for those who, you know, are fans of olive oil and vinegar, you know, here's your chance to, you know, have a little day trip and get a gift bag and take some home that of your favorite. And as you say, tea tasting, you know, olive oil tasting, why not?
All right. And we will go on to the next story, which is a great story about creativity in the Hudson Valley, focusing in on that.
Yeah, Lisa talked to a Cheryl Lacona, who is based in around Hudson, New York. But it talks about her journey in illustration and how through the last couple of decades has changed the industry. There used to be in magazines and other such that illustrations were needed to go with articles or with advertisements. But now, of course, with more technology and photography, that's changed a lot. So it's quite a interesting story about how she got into this art form and this business and how it changed through the years for her and her career.
All right. And Dominic DeVito's getting more social on Main Street.
Yeah, she got together with Sven Lindbeck, who, for those in Millerton who know, bought the Gilmar Glassworks building and has been working to renovate that and turn it into a tasting room for his beer company, Svendale. But he is also a famous photographer of sorts, and so you can see some of his work there, but it's you can see that it's kind of product shots that lead the article. So she, you know, she went down and visited him, tasted the beers, and talked art and photography and life.
Well, there's so much in Main Street Magazine, and it encompasses not only Millerton, but really throughout our immediate tri-state region, and of course available for free pickup at various locations throughout the area, and also mainstreetmag.com on the web. And obviously, your December issue is probably well along right now.
It is. We're going to go to press in about a week, and so we're well into the holiday spirits with that, and already planning into the new year. Our focus for December is usually the holidays and talking about holiday related things, and most often advertising, you know, follows suit for folks who want to get exposure for the holidays for their products or services. So feel free to give us a call.
All right, that's Main Street Magazine, mainstreetmag.com on the web. Thorne, always great to chat with you. We'll speak to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Marshall.
Take care. Thorne Christendotter and Main Street Magazine, as I said, you can find them on the web, mainstreetmag.com, and free pickup throughout the tri-state region at various locations.